T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins, Ford Wood & Thomas, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 to 11. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So, I don't know how much you've seen of this Will Wade story. Tell me how much you've seen of this Will Wade story.
Well, I know he made an effing strong offer. And the problem was that he tilted too much of it to effing take care of the mother and the kid instead of effing take care of the middleman. And so, I don't know much at all.
One of my favorite mental exercises, like when I'm just driving around by myself, yep, or like I'm just on a plane, or I'm just like maybe, you know, just standing in line at Kroger, I think of these situations people are in, and sometimes they're my own situations, by the way, but I think of these situations people find themselves in, and I go, okay, how could you talk yourself out of it? How could you talk your way out of this? Like, how could you, what's the best way to handle it?
How do you explain these words?
That says something about you. You're thinking about this so much, Gary.
Well, I never know when I'm going to find myself in a bind, you know? And so it's a little bit like, you know, you lift weights every day in case a car falls on you, right? You got to pick it up. Like, in case
is that why people lift weights? I've always wondered why people lift weights.
No, but I used to. That is not why people lift weights. But I used to, when I was anti-weights, I guess I still am, but when I was younger and I had friends that lift weights, they'd be like, come on, GP, why don't you go lift with us? I'm like, dude, what are the odds that a car falls on me? Because that's the only reason I can think I need to be that strong is, yeah, like, in case a car falls on me, I can get it off of me. But short of that, I don't know why I need to do that. This was my rationalization for everything. I can remember my dad, when I was a kid, constantly, like, however often you had to change your oil in your car, he would constantly, mm-hmm, be like, all right, come out here with me. I want to teach you how to change the oil. And I would always think, sometimes probably say out loud, but certainly every time think to myself, is Valvoline closing? Like, are they going to shut down all the Valvolines? Why do I need to know how to change oil if Valvoline will do it for $20? That's what it cost back then, I guess, right? And so, like, this is always my explanation for everything. Like, if I can, I don't.
Can we talk about now how much oil changes cost, though? My oil change is like $96 because it's got a whatever. I drive a Honda CRV, and for whatever reason, it needs some kind of, you know, oil that has gold mixed in, and it's $96 freaking dollars.
Dude, I would kill to have a $96 oil change. The good thing is, like, when I was a kid, I felt like every car you had to get the oil change like every 3,000 miles. That's what they recommended, right? Now it ain't
any. Or 5.
Whatever it was. I remember when I got my first new car in a while. Like, it was the first nice car I'd had in a decade, right? And I remember going, ooh, it's like 3,000 miles. I need to go get an oil change. And it might have been Kelly. She was like, what are you talking about? You need to get an oil change 3,000 miles. I was like, I feel like I need to. And that's what I was taught when I was little. She was like, no, now it's like 70 million miles you have to get an oil change, right? But whatever it is, when I have to go get an oil change, I think it's like legit $250, $300.
Yeah, I wish I'd had your father. I should have had your father to teach me how to change my oil.
Yeah.
There's no chance. He could have taught me 17 times. I wouldn't have been able to do it. Anyway, so
there's no way.
There's nothing. Like, okay, so so you could say, okay, I made a strong offer. I tilted the offer towards, so like, and I gave too big a piece of the pie I didn't give the middleman, I didn't give a piece of the pie. You could, Dan Wolcom suggested he could pretend it was actual pie.
Right.
You know, but I don't think, hold on. And then you can't pretend it's a scholarship or it's playing time. Like, normally you could say, it's playing time. I offered him playing time, right?
Yeah, it could be strong. Like, I made a strong-ass offer. Will, what was that strong-ass offer? I told him he could be the starting point guard at LSU.
Starting point guard. But how do you tilt that towards the mother?
Right,
like,
yeah.
She's unlikely to be that good at basketball. Unlikely that Will Blay is going to be saying, yeah, you know what, I promised the mother 10 minutes a game. Like, that doesn't wash.
Right.
There's literally no way around this. On the other hand, there's also, except for this tape, there's no evidence that there's no paper trail. There's just this recording, right? Is this recording enough to get you whacked by the NCAA and fired by your university?
I think so. Because what the NCAA is going to do is sit you down and ask you questions and then bust you when you lie to them. And not to mention Christian Dawkins, the guy you're this comfortable talking about this stuff with. You know, like, listen, I've known Will Wade for 10 years, 12 years. I don't know. I've had meals with him, everything. He wouldn't be comfortable enough to talk to me about this stuff. And that's because I'm not hustling players. Like, I ain't trying to get him a player, right? But he's so comfortable with Christian Dawkins, he's talking about this on a wiretap. And these wiretaps are only spanning a few weeks. It ain't like they just met on June 1st and started talking about buying and selling players. So Christian Dawkins has a relationship with you where that relationship got to a point you were so comfortable talking to him about these things that you were talking to him about these things. Well, that guy is now going to bury you on the stand next month in a federal trial because Christian Dawkins' agent has already said, we're pulling the curtains back on this stuff. And like Christian Dawkins didn't take the stand in the last trial. He might in this one. And they're going to ask him, so what did Will Wade mean by a strong-ass offer? Oh, he meant $75,000 or whatever it was. You know, who knows? And what did Will Wade mean when he told you he had done simpler deals for comparable players? Oh, well, he was talking about a deal for Tremont Waters. I mean, it ain't going to stop. And then they're going to put Will Wade up on the stand and ask him these same questions. And it's going to be very difficult to survive. I mean, I'm not sure he'll be the head coach at LSU next week because this stuff is starting to pile up today. There's now multiple reports. I don't know if you saw the most recent stuff, but I don't know about laughing because it's transcript. I can't say he was laughing, but
does it say LOLOLOL?
It doesn't
that would indicate he was laughing out loud.
It doesn't say that, but what the transcript does show is that Will Wade joked with Christian Dawkins that the player in question, if he came to LSU, would be compensated more than the quote rookie minimum. And subsequently said, I've done deals for, quote, as good of players as him that were, quote, a lot simpler than this. And that is admitting I've done this before. It's never been this complicated before.
If you're Will Wade, aren't you just mad as hell that you got caught? Like, this is a story as old as time.
Yep.
And here's the weird thing about this. You and all of us think they should be getting paid, right? But we do admit that you can't be breaking the rules. Like, these are the rules, but they're stupid-ass rules. And then if you're Will Wade, you're saying, how the hell did I – John Wooden came along. Like, well, how did I get caught up in this damn thing?
Right. I mean, listen, I think it's crazy that you could get arrested for possession of marijuana. But I also know that if you walk around with a bag of weed and you get pulled over, you will get arrested for possession of marijuana, right? The rules are the rules. The laws are the laws. You could disagree with it. Like, there's this stop sign near my home that I think's ridiculous. But I know if I don't...
you don't just blow through it?
I mean, I do sometimes. But I know if I get caught, there's a price to pay for it, right? So that's where I stand on that. I hate amateurism, but I also know the rules are the rules.
No,
when you get caught, you get caught.
The rules are the rules.
The rules are the rules. But like I was talking about in the last segment, if you're Will Wade... If you could get Will right now to just level with you, like, hey, man, been a bad day for you. I know you said you hadn't read it, but I did. Trust me, bad day for you. Let's go get a drink. We go sit down, and I say, just level with me. Here's what he'd say. He'd say, I am 36 years old, got a job in the SEC, and I'm getting paid more than $2 million a year to put a quality product on the court, and that's all I'm trying to do. And you can say that I'm doing it in a way in violation of NCAA rules, and you're right. But so was Bill Self, so was John Calipari, so was Mike Krzyzewski. Now, they may not be as hands-on. Like, they might have Nike working for them and Adidas working for them, but I ain't got that kind of relationship with a shoe company right now. So I'm having to get my fingernails a little dirty. But trust me when I tell you, the ways I got Tremont Waters and Javonte Smart and Nas Reed ain't no different than the way that dude got Marvin Bagley and, and Zion Williamson. Ain't no different than the way that dude got Anthony Davis. Ain't no different than the way Bill Self got any number of players. So, yeah, like, I'm the one that gets caught. But if you think I'm any different than these other guys, other than I was more hands-on than these other guys, you're out of your mind. And you know what? That's probably close to
true.
That's
probably right. The problem is, so he gets fired. But does he have to return all his money? Like, what? He's not. He didn't ask to get another job again. He's going to teach high school English?
Well, I mean, here's the other thing. And I have heard this from other coaches before. Let me see here. Well, keep in mind, he was making more than $1 million at VCU for a long time.
Right.
And
hopefully he's been saving his money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what his bank account looks like, but he is right now in his second year at LSU making $2.5 million a year. He's made $5 million the past couple of years. I don't know if that, you know, I don't, you can blow
if
through.
If he's got $3 million, he's got more than me, I'll tell you that. So, like,
right.
You know, like, so I'm not feeling bad for him anymore.
Right, but I've had some coaches tell me this, like when they were talking openly, maybe it was former coaches. I probably shouldn't have been as specific as I just was.
Uh-huh.
But they'll say, dude, by the time, okay, like here, one or two things going to happen. I'm going to get this thing rolling, and I'm going to make $2.5 million a year. Then they're going to bump me up to $3 billion a year. Then they're going to bump me up to $3.5 million a year, and I'm going to go to a Final Four, and I'll never get caught because most people don't. Or
right.
I will get caught. And by the time I get caught, I've made $6 million. Whatever.
You know? It is funny. Like, if they go through it with that smart approach, right?
And you keep the money.
I'm going to save the money.
They can't come take your
money.
You keep the money.
There's a chance I'm going to get caught. There's a chance I'm going to get caught, so therefore I will not live like a guy who's making $2 million a year. I'm just going to bank this stuff for the day I get caught. That would be smart.
Right.
That would be smart. If I'm ever a cheating basketball coach, that's what I'm definitely doing.
Right. I mean, I had one, let's just say, mid-major coach tell me one time and he actually told me this when he was an assistant coach. And I don't want anybody implying anything. It's not Steve Forbes, because I know that's what some message board people will think. Oh, Parrish. Mm-hmm. It's not him. But I had a coach. He was an assistant coach at the time, and he was like, when I become a head coach at the low major level, because that's where it'll be, or the mid-major level, that's where it'll be, he said, I'm going to go out and do every deal I can do. And he didn't just mean like buying players. He was like, I'll go hire a dad. I'll go hire an uncle. I'm going to do everything every legal thing I can do, and possibly every shady thing I can do.
Yep.
Because the payoff is immense. If I get a team good enough at the mid-major level to go to the NCAA tournament and I win one game, I'm going to go sign a six-year, you know, $13 million contract. And then whatever happens after that happens after that. Most people don't make $13 million in their life. What, you know, I totally get that from a practical perspective. If you've lost your moral compass, it's a completely.
But even you can even justify it with your moral compass.
Yeah,
like you could say everyone is cheating. I'm going to cheat, and a lot of times everyone is doing it is not actually true. But here it is actually pretty much true that everyone is cheating. It's everyone is cheating at some level. All the successful coaches are cheating at some level. So I don't even think it's much of a rationalization.
Well, it's the same rationalization on a different level, perhaps, that performance-enhancing drug users used in Major League Baseball. Right? Why did Barry Bonds start using? Because Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were hitting more home runs than him.
And I'm curious, at the height of the steroid era, if you took the percentage of baseball, Major League Baseball players that were using steroids versus at the top 50 programs in college basketball, what percentage are doing something illegal? How do you think? I actually think probably it's a higher percentage of coaches cheating than baseball players who were cheating.
I would say probably true, but I couldn't say for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't say for sure. But you know, this is the other thing I always say about, you know, when it comes to this stuff. If right now we know, because the wiretaps and the text messages and the testimony seems to suggest that Arizona for a period of time was doing any deal it could do, and Sean Miller will probably pay that price, I would assume, this offseason. It looks like LSU was doing any deal it could do. We know Adidas was working for Kansas and then subsequently working for Louisville. And yet it ain't like Kansas and Louisville and LSU and Arizona got all the best players, you know? I mean, that's the thing. I was talking to somebody close to the Duke program because they were upset. It might have been preseason. I think it was like a week before the season was going to start, 2 weeks before it was going to start, and Zion Williamson's name came up in the federal trial. And the conversation was between Curtis Townsend, a Kansas assistant, and somebody connected to Adidas, who was by extension connected to Zion Williamson. And what you do have, undeniably, is Curtis Townsend on a wiretap saying, you got the Adidas guy telling Curtis Townsend, listen, the dad wants this and that and this and that. It was like money, house, job, you know, all the stuff people might want. Talking about Zion's stepfather. And Curtis Townsend, the Kansas assistant coach, says, well, you know, if that's what it takes to get this done, then, you know, I'll just have to figure out how to get it done because we got to get the kid. So if you take that at face value, you just accept what you heard as the truth, that Adidas was telling Kansas, this is what it's going to take to get Zion, and Kansas saying, well, then we'll do it to get Zion. How did Zion just go to Duke for nothing? We know Kansas, we know that the dad, according to Adidas, the dad wanted a deal, and we know that according to Kansas, they were willing to do the deal. Then he just went to Duke?
No, this is why back when everyone said Lance Armstrong said it's just about the bike. You know, it's not about the bike. Like everyone's Lance Armstrong was like, I've been tested a million times. I'm clean. Everyone else is doing steroids as they're riding their bikes really fast.
Right.
And Lance Armstrong has beat the hell out of everybody, and he's not.
Right.
And you were skeptical, and I was skeptical, and anyone sort of thinking about it was skeptical. And sure enough, turns out Lance Armstrong was doping too.
Yeah,
of course he was.
Yeah, I don't know anything about cycling. I just knew this. If we know every other dude that finishes in the top 10 is doping, then the guy who beats them all has to be too. There's just no
probably like it's possible that he's just like a miracle man who was put down on earth and is clean and is just faster than everybody else. But that's not what's the most likely scenario.
What's
the most likely scenario is that he's cheating too. And it's possible that Zion Williamson said, you know what? The heck with this. I just want to play for Coach K.
Right.
I love the architecture of the Duke campus and said, screw the money. I'm going to be like, that's possible.
Right.
It's also possible that he was in some way taken care of.
Well, I was,
and I would say that is likely.
Yeah, in some way. And it's
in some way.
In some way. And it's perhaps in a way that the NCAA has no interest in whatsoever, like through Nike. But in some way, you would assume that.
So how about, he was in some way, well, like maybe it was, yeah, we'll give you an extra $50 million in your shoe contract, whatever the hell it is, which was ultimately going to come. Like, it's in some way he was clearly taken care of. There's no question.
Well, like I was talking to this person connected to Duke or around the Duke program, and they were expressing frustration. Like, now that kid's name's been dragged into this stuff, and now people think this. And I talking to the guy, and I said, well, listen, here's the deal. And I explained to him exactly what I just explained to you. I was like, according to Merle Code at Adidas, Zion's stepfather wanted a deal. According to Curtis Townsend at Kansas, Kansas is willing to do a deal. And it's like, it's not like he turned down, you know, it'd be one thing if it was like Washington State was willing to do a deal. And Zion's just like, I ain't going to Washington State. You know, you can do a deal. I ain't doing that. It's Kansas. There's nothing wrong with going to Kansas. The Blue Blood program won 14 straight Big 12 titles. I was like, so what you're asking people to believe, and I said, listen, I'm not accusing you of anything, but what you're asking people to believe is that Zion could have went to Kansas for a significant amount of something and decided to go to Duke for nothing. And this person said, well, yeah, a lot of our kids have to turn down stuff to come to Duke for nothing. And I was like, and I said, listen, I'm not accusing you of anything, but people don't believe that. Nobody's going to believe that. Same thing I said.
Well, particularly when in the abstract, even you might believe that. But then when you have someone on Zion's from Zion's end of things asking for something,
right?
That becomes totally whatever. Did Shane Batty? I have no idea. Like, could I imagine that certain players have gone to Duke and not taken something? Yes, I can certainly imagine certain players have. But when you have literally evidence that the Williamson camp was asking for something, it sort of strains credulity to think that they had a change of heart.
No, it'd be like if we had two comparable radio stations, and I said, hey, listen, this radio station over here, I want A, B, and C, and if you can provide those things, I'll come work at your radio station. And that radio station says, man, you know, I don't know if we really want to go down that path with you, but if it's what we got to do to get this done, then we'll get it done. And then I just go work at the other radio station for nothing. It wouldn't make any sense. It makes no sense, right? And same thing I said to Arizona fans. We know from the testimony that TJ Gasnola, an Adidas consultant, paid one of DeAndre Ayton's friends, Larnell, just a dude named Larnell, paid him $15,000 to try to get DeAndre Ayton to go to Kansas. And DeAndre Ayton went to Arizona. Why? If we already know Adidas is willing to pay for you to go to Kansas, why would you go to Arizona for nothing? It makes no sense whatsoever. And that's why two Arizona assistants have already been fired, and most people in the industry think Sean Miller's next. Like, you know, it's a...
And here's the thing, is this was all just kind of a fluke because the FBI decided to be investigating this, you know, they decided this was whatever. If you were a coach right now and you're making the same kind of decisions, I think you make the same kind of decisions. You still cheat. Because what are the odds the FBI is going to be out there wiretapping today? Pretty slim, right?
Yeah, they don't care anymore.
They don't care anymore. Like they did this. This is the case. It's whatever. They got him. Boom. But it's not like the landscape has permanently changed. People are still making deals. It's just, what are the odds the FBI is still listening? They're probably not. They're almost zero.
I would say they're almost certainly not. I mean, that's because they acknowledge today. There's a sealed indictment today, or sealed something. I start getting too specific with the legal terms. I'll end up sounding stupid to the lawyers out there. There's something that was, I can actually look it up. But there was something today where two other coaches, one from Creighton and one from TCU, there's a superseding indictment that was filed this afternoon that federal prosecutors allege Christian Dawkins paid bribes to two assistant coaches, one at Creighton and one at TCU. The assistants are Preston Murphy, Corey Barker. And this is precisely the thing that the other assistant coaches got arrested for. And the prosecutors have already said they will not indict. They're not going to arrest these. Like, they're done with it. Yep. They don't want to deal with any more of this stuff. They want to move on. They've got their big splash. They made their point, and now they're ready to move on. And that's something I had heard a long time ago, that there would probably not be any more arrest because they're ready to be done with this. Because for every person...
Because it's kind of silly. Because everyone else acknowledges it's kind of silly.
Because the problem they run into is this is the Southern District of New York, which is like known for busting like mob stuff and terrorist stuff. And now you're dealing with what Rick Pitino did or did not know. Like what?
Let's be honest, a victimless crime.
It's a victimless crime. I mean, it's a victimless crime. Everybody was getting out of this deal exactly what they wanted. Everybody.
I guess the only victims were the clean coaches out there. Right. I guess that those would be the victims. Poor Kansas, man. Poor Kansas was a victim.
Well, do you know that they've actually, I'm assuming this is what you're referencing, they've actually identified themselves as a victim, and they're suing Christian Dawkins and suing.
Oh, God.
They are really trying to hold on to that. It is incredible. They said we were a victim because Adidas and Silvio D'Souza's guardian sent us a compromised player. Someone whose amateur status was no longer good, and it's ultimately going to cost us. I mean, can you imagine, like, even filing that with a straight face? Kansas was getting everything it wanted out of its relationship with Adidas for years, and then it got caught, and they play like, oh, we didn't know. I mean, this is one where if I worked there, I'd have been like, yo, we may or may not get away with this, but, like, let's leave it alone. Like, painting ourselves as a victim, we might recoup some amount of money, but we look ridiculous. Everybody knows Adidas was working for us. And that's the one thing, whether it's Christian Dawkins or anybody else has testified, they weren't just out there. They were doing what they were helping these coaches. Otherwise, if Christian Dawkins wasn't helping Will Wade wouldn't be talking to him. The only reason you deal with somebody like Christian Dawkins is because they can help get things done that you want to get done. There's no other reason to talk to them.
No, all things. Of course, this is not unlike the Logan Young situation. I guess there we pretended it was victim. There was a victim. The victim was Albert Means because all this was happening unknowingly. He was being shopped, right? But I don't know if we really believe that or not. You
right.
know?
I mean, I do think there was some evidence subsequent to even the trial that came out that suggested he wasn't as in the dark as he thought, or as he made it out to be initially.
So. But whatever, yeah, the whole thing's preposterous at some level. But yes, I hope Will Wade saved his saved his bank.
One last thing before I let you go, switching gears slightly. Penny Hardaway got another commitment from a local kid last night. That's now 8 for 8 on Memphis kids or Memphis area kids that he's targeted. He hasn't missed yet. If you were, and I made this point earlier, like maybe if you're Coach K, you're on a different level, so you'll take your shots when you want to take your shot. If there's a top three kid in Memphis, you know, 2 years from now, you might come in and go, well, hey, we're Duke, I'm Coach K, we're not afraid to go fight this. But if you're TCU, Texas Tech, the schools that missed out on Damian Baugh, wouldn't you at this point, before you even start recruiting a Memphis kid, and I mean this sincerely, pick up the phone and call Mike Miller or Penny or whoever you have access to and say, hey, listen, just where are you guys at on this kid? Because if he's a priority for you, we're not even going to waste our time. I know coaches do that.
I think that's true. I think it's true. And I think it's – well, particularly because – I mean, like, Damian Baugh isn't even technically – he is a Memphis kid now, but, like, he actually grew up in Nashville.
Right.
And so – and even that, once you fall into the Penny orbit – and thank God Penny's doing it cleanly, unlike these other cheating coaches.
Right.
I'm just so grateful about that.
But, right.
Once you fall into the Penny orbit, you're I think that's absolutely true. Yes, if you're John Calipari, you still try to get James Wiseman. He's the number one player in the country, et cetera. But beyond that, there's no question. Now, maybe in 3 years – like, who knows? Like, maybe – but right now, it's pretty clear. He's got this thing on lock. And it's also sort of remarkable that it is a top six recruiting class right now, and there's not a kid from outside of – I mean, you miss from outside the region. Right now, ultimately, you'll want kids from outside the region, et cetera. But it is sort of amazing, and it's an extraordinary year. But here they are, top six class, and there's no one that's not within, you know, half a tank of gas, not even half a tank of gas. It's not basically from the Memphis area, which is it speaks to the strength of the basketball here, and it also speaks to the fiction that was the idea that Memphis kids don't want to play for Memphis. They absolutely do if the program is rocking along the way that it's supposed to be rocking along.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. He'll be in studio with me tomorrow at 5. We're going to play Harvard Horn Lake around 5:20 tomorrow.
Woo.
More likely around 5:28 or something. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye. Be back in a second.
Go now to 929ESPN.com and sign up immediately for the Book at Horseshoe Bracket Challenge, presented by Papa John's Pizza.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You could win over $1,500 worth of stuff. A year's worth of haircuts and products and supercuts, a We Sell Tools prize package, including professional service cart, 121 mechanics tool set, and get a University of Memphis Platinum Jewelers pendant necklace valued at $500.
Enter the Bracket Challenge on the station you love. Go to 929ESPN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go. Sleepy Z's Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zahner is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. Their prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. Got an A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. When readers of the commercial appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner, 4 straight years, Sleepy Z's. But they don't just sell mattresses, also furniture. It's in the name, Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zahner. They got living room sets, dining room sets, rugs, anything you need to furnish a home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if you can't, understand there's a 42-inch kiosk there filled with furniture. You can browse through that. Then find what you want, they'll get it for you. And remember, when you check it out, mention you heard about them on the Gary Parish Show, you're going to save an additional 10% on your purchase. That's at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zahner. They're located 2790 Kirby Whitten in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. The number's 901-692-6200. 901-692-6200. They're on the web, sleepyzzs.com. Sleepyzzs.com. It's 545 Gary Parish Show. 92.9 FM ESPN. You didn't think you were going to get out of this show without me pointing out that our king and savior, LeBron James, passed Michael Jordan on the all-time scoring list last night, did you?
I saw it. It was good. Congratulations, LeBron. I didn't see what the score was.
You don't call him LeBron. You address him as
no,
king.
No, he's LeBron James. He's there is king. Only one king and savior, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ, Gary.
Agree to disagree.
Okay.
Agree to disagree. Agree to disagree. You address him as king. King LeBron or King James. I'll accept either. He's our king and savior, LeBron James. He opened a school, for crying out loud, Brad. Can't you give the man credit? He opened a school. He's our king and savior. He's now fourth all time on the NBA scoring list. Guess who's fifth?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, looking up at the king.
Yeah. He got enough games to do it. So he got some shots.
Oh, you're a got enough games guy, huh? Got enough games guy, huh? Do you realize LeBron James has now scored more points than Michael Jordan in his NBA career while taking 1,240 fewer field goal attempts? You going to focus on the games? You going to focus on that? LeBron James has passed Michael Jordan in scoring while taking 1,240 fewer field goal attempts. Address him as the king. Call him your king and savior. Brad? Accept LeBron as your king, as your king and savior. Accept LeBron James as your king and savior. So now LeBron James has Michael Jordan beat in the following categories.
Inbounds plays at the sideline there where you roll the ball up and it goes out of bounds.
He was getting a 2-for-1. That was a brilliant basketball play. Only dummies didn't recognize it. Acknowledge your king.
I just wish he could execute it.
Acknowledge your king. He did execute the 2-for-1. He just missed the shot.
No, it went out of bounds.
No, it didn't.
The second time. He did it last night and it rolled out of bounds.
He did that again last night? I was busy in the studio. I didn't see it.
It rolled out of bounds.
I can't excuse that.
I mean, hey, you can't hit it every time.
He's got Michael Jordan beating points. Rebounds, assists, blocks, field goal percentage, three-point field goal percentage, offensive win shares, defensive win shares. What else do you need to know about your GOAT, your king and savior, LeBron James? It does kind of suck that this happens in a season where they're just terrible. Like last night, you don't even know, can he be excited? Are you supposed to be excited? You're getting your brains beat in by Will Barton and the Denver Nuggets. And you get this special moment, but it comes in a 16-point loss where you're about to miss the playoffs.
It's just different because I expected to see this Lakers team at least make the playoffs with him, and it's just a weird deal.
So they now, it's being reported by Chris Haynes, Yahoo Sports, that the Lakers are going to not shut him down, but put him on a minutes restriction. He's no longer going to play back-to-backs. They are conceding what everybody else already conceded, which is that the season is over. Let's not put any more miles on LeBron than we have to. Let's try to increase our lottery odds. Maybe we can get lucky like everybody else wants to get lucky and land Zion Williamson. But if you LeBron James will not play the rest of the season the way he's played the rest of most of his seasons, all of his seasons, which is
they probably should have made the playoffs with that team. I mean, they really should. With LeBron James and some pretty quality players, I get the ball injury, but you've got Kuzma. You've got some good players there.
Tell me what these good players have ever done that you're talking about.
They're good enough to surround him like the Cavaliers is what I'm saying. Like I looked at that team and just as an outside thinking at least they'll get an 8 seed.
Well, I think what we probably, and I include myself in this, didn't take into account as much as we should have is that LeBron and a bunch of bums can win the East. LeBron and a bunch of bums is a different thing in the West. And then he missed 18 games before the All-Star break. Lonzo Ball got hurt. And team chemistry just went to hell at the trade deadline when everybody, all these young guys, thought they were going to get moved. So, as I be serious for a moment, all of that played a role in LeBron and the Lakers missing the playoffs. But still,
the West is a different deal.
Significant night in his career last night. He talked about it afterward, what MJ meant to him and what it means to pass MJ on the scoring list. And so now he'll be on a minutes restriction rest of the year. No longer playing back-to-backs, and we'll get to see what the Lakers do this offseason to try not to waste another year of our king and savior, LeBron James. Address him, Brad. Be back with dinner to go.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to the Gary Parris Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot.
Also from a As you know, Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And that's Memphis Barbecue Company down in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston is the owner. She's won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And she's the reason why Memphis Barbecue Company has been on countless national television shows. Also featured in USA Today, in which the author wrote that a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. I know some of you Memphians have a hard time driving south across the state line, but it's just right off the interstate at 709 DeSoto Cove. Again, just right off the interstate in Horn Lake. I've been there many, many times for years now. In fact, when South Dakota State, you know my friends, the Jackrabbits, were coming here last year, not this season, to play the University of Memphis, but playing Ole Miss.
Okay.
And they were going to be landing at Memphis International and then driving south. T.J. Otzenberger, the head coach, he was like, yo, so is there anywhere around the airport or on the way to Oxford where we can get like a decent meal and you'll come sit down with us? I said, yes. Let's go to Memphis Barbecue Company. And so I took Mike Dom himself.
The Jackrabbit.
Have been to Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. So if you haven't been there yet, you need to get down there. If you have been, you know I'm telling you the truth. It's 709 DeSoto Cove, 709 DeSoto Cove. Go check the website, MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on, at least at the top of the show, another successful commitment, recruiting, a pursuit by Penny Hardaway. Got Damian Ball last night, top 150 kid, 6'4". Combo guard, who is the fourth player in the class of 2019 to commit to the Tigers. Memphis's class now ranks 6th in the country. If you go get Trendon Wofford, which most people think you will, and now we're talking about a top 5 class, probably higher.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Temple, UConn, Gamble Pavilion, Temple, Gamble. I can get messed up. Stores, Connecticut tonight. It's not the biggest game in the AAC or the biggest game in college basketball, but it's the biggest game for Memphis's purposes. I explained it earlier. I'll explain it again tomorrow if it is still part of the conversation. In other words, if UConn wins. But if you want Memphis to be the fourth seed in the AAC tournament, you need UConn to beat Temple tonight. That'll be step one. So go Huskies, I guess.
What should I watch on TV?
Forget TV. I'm on a podcast kick because I spend so much time on planes and like in airports. And I got a 15-minute walk to the studio every day from my hotel to the CBS Broadcast Center. So I've been like just going through podcasts nonstop. My buddy Randall told me one called Conviction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, I'll give Conviction a try after I finish Over My Dead Body. I finish Over My Dead Body. It's excellent. I recommend it. I jumped into Conviction. I got one episode left. It's great, too. I can't wait to listen to it. So if you want to get started on a new podcast, try that one. Again, Conviction.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Dana O'Neill just wrote a column about the Will Wade situation. Dan Walken, who will be with us tomorrow, just wrote a column about the Will Wade situation. So Google Will Wade and Dane O'Neill, or Will Wade and Dan Walken. They both are saying he needs to not be the coach at LSU anymore.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Friday. We'll get ready for a big weekend of college basketball. Memphis, Tulsa, Tennessee, Auburn. Obviously, Duke, Carolina. Dan Walken, first hour. Jeff Calkins in the second. We'll play Harvard Horn Lake.
Yes.
Right around 5:20. Could be nice. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.